Oh, I ain't got a dime in these old wore-out jeans, so I'll stop eating steak and I'll go back to beans.
I'll said pick no one ever.
A thin spot in Prescott, I know, a riding the Bronx in the big rodeo.
Ooh, I like that.
Rex Allen.
I know.
And we're covering Cochise County a little later.
Land of legends.
Yes, that's right. We'll be getting to that in our staycation segment a little bit later here this morning, just a few minutes. But I want to get back to this topic of
steak.
Grilling steak.
Oh, man. All right, Is there anything better?
What are your secrets? I'll tell you. Unless I've gotten to where, unless I can cook it over a live fire, I usually will just take it inside and cook it in a black iron skillet inside.
You know, and that is smoky. A great way. That is a great way to go, is with that cast iron.
Now I know I'm cooking my olive oil way too hot. So I have to go to sesame seed or grape oil.
Well, you know, sesame seed's going to be a little tricky because it's going to impart a lot of flavor. There's a lot of flavor in sesame seed oil. You think like Asian cooking. So I usually stick with the grape seed oil. It's always, or a blended oil. That's always good too. So something that's got a couple different oils in it, or even a canola or vegetable oils, those will do you just fine. But
well, some of the best steaks I've had in a while was at my brother-in-law's just about 2 weeks ago, and he's got this grill that's propane to start the charcoal.
Oh, interesting.
Like in 5 minutes, you get
I mean, you're ready to go in no time.
That's nice.
And can so I say brilliant?
It's brilliant. And Bob's got it dialed down, man. Those steaks came off that grill just absolutely perfect. Were absolutely delicious. And I've gotten where I don't particularly like my steaks on a gas grill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because what is it for you? Like, what's the magic? What makes your day in a steak?
I don't know, but it tastes different over live charcoal.
Totally.
So I take it in a black iron skillet with a little butter and olive oil.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I get it really hot.
Screaming.
I throw that thing in there, and that steak is just screaming. And, I mean, it just boom, flip it, boom. And then I take the black iron skillet, put it on the top of my oven, and just broil it for about a minute and a half, and it's done.
That's a beautiful way to go. Man.
A little red wine gravy over the top of it.
That's a Saturday night. Well, and you get that nice little crust on the outside, right?
Caramelized onions.
You know what the technical term is for that?
I don't.
The Maillard effect.
Okay.
So that is when all those proteins, those amino acids that are inside the steak are being brought out to the surface, and then their interaction with that heat makes that beautiful, crusty caramelization magic.
Joni's a texture girl. Have
yes.
you noticed? Oh,
yes.
She likes that.
Yes.
Totally.
Those words.
Yes, exactly. So that's what you're that's
so
what
that's
you're going for.
My way of cooking, but we want to find out your way of cooking.
My
one on the grill
cooking. On the grill.
All right,
well, the big secret is everything before you even get to the grill, right? I mean, of course, it's picking up a great steak, which, you know, there's all sorts of different places to do that, right? You got to get the right cut, you got to know what you're doing. But I'm a big fan of the New York strip. So you get your steak out, and then I take it out an hour before I'm going to cook it, and some people get a little leery about this.
Now, you take it out of the refrigerator or the freezer, or you defrost it first and then take it out of the refrigerator.
Totally. Okay. So you've got it, whether
you're
it's fresh.
Taking a thawed out.
Totally. So whether it's fresh or whether it's been frozen and it's defrosted, you get your steak and then you set it on the counter for at least, I do it for an hour, at least a half hour, so that it comes up and takes that chill off the steak and brings it a little bit more up to room temperature, so that when you're putting it on the grill, it's not such a differential of heat that you're not taking that steak from cold to hot so quickly. You really want to give that time, again, for those amino acids to come out to the surface before you even put it on the grill, that those proteins are kind of coming up to the surface. And what I do is I take, you know, just a nice oil, you know, whether that's, you know, again, a grapeseed oil or a blended oil, and then get some really good salt. And there's a guy in town, he's a friend of mine. He has a company called Go Pound Salt, and he's an artisanal salt genius. But he's got all sorts of salts. And so you put, you know, a little selgree or, you know, if you're using kosher in your kitchen, whatever you're using, but you put a nice salt on top of that with that oil, and then you let that sit and hang out at least 30 minutes up to an hour, it's going to be totally fine. Don't worry about, you know, the creepy crawlies and the bugs. It'll be fine. The FDA won't freak out. And then all, again, it's just going to help that meat come up to room temperature, and then you're going to get a really great effect then when you put it on the grill, or even if you're putting it in the cast iron, it's just not having that intense differential of heat. So it's going to make that crust extra crispy. It's going to give you that nice caramelization that you're looking for. So that's to me the most important thing, is before you even hit that grill. And then, of course, the grill needs to be screaming hot, just like that cast iron. The hotter you can get that baby, the better you can do. So,
and then we can get in a big, long conversation about do you or do you not clean your grill?
Oh,
Right.
It's a big controversy,
like cast
right?
iron. You never use soap on cast iron. You just continually season it with every meal you prepare it.
And it's so much better over time, too.
Oh, man.
We've got one of my grandpa's old, you know, I forget the brand of it, but one of those old school cast iron. I mean, it has got years of good stuff baked into it. You don't want to wash that off with some soap.
Character.
Yeah. Character.
So we had someone suggest to us, and we bought a hanger steak.
Oh,
but I don't
okay.
know what to do with what, it. Do you?
What's a hanger steak?
It's like a. It looks to me like a flank steak in some mm-hmm. ways. It's like a strip.
Totally. So that's going to be like your flank steak or your skirt steak. It's going to be a thin cut of meat. But that, when you're doing something like that, the way I like to do it, I've actually got a recipe for a skirt steak that would work great for flank steak as well, with a chimichurri sauce. But you marinate it for sure. So even maybe like this pineapple salsa, because all those, you know, juices and the acids that are in that pineapple will help break down and soften that meat, because that's going to be a tough cut. If you otherwise don't, you know, marinating it's going to be a really important thing. And then cook it really fast. Don't let that baby hang out too long, because the longer it hangs out, the tougher that's going to get. So you're going to want to do that one more in the medium rare department.
And then you, is that the kind you cut on the diagonal, kind of
yep.
cuts through all that? Okay.
Totally. So you look right. at the meat, and the meat
it.
Runs with grains
right,
in it, right?
right?
You cut against the grain, kind of on the bias cut, mm-hmm. and then you're going to get those nice, you know, that's when you can get those nice little strips of steak.
Little fajita steaks.
Totally.
Yeah. Our favorite butcher over at Hobie Meats.
Oh, yeah.
Guy by the name of Joe Smith says, like, they have developed a cult following of these hanger steaks.
Really?
Customers.
Really?
Yeah.
What does he recommend?
Well,
we're
going to find out, because okay. we got some the other day, and we're supposed to get them cooked up for us tomorrow, I think,
that's right?
That's right. Is that what we agreed to?
Well, I agreed to it. I don't know if he did or not.
Little Sunday supper right
yeah.
there. That'll be good.
Hanger steak. I'd never heard of it until he mentioned it a month ago. So
that's
he
right.
said, well, I'll get you one, and we'll give it a try. So
well,
anxious
a,
to try it. I'm a ribeye guy. But,
are
but,
you?
But the New York, they say generally will have a better taste. The ribeye has a better, maybe a little bit more tender. But who can beat a who? I've never seen a piece of dirt I didn't love. I never saw a steak I didn't love either.
Well, and that's another thing too. You know, talk to your butcher. You know, go in a place like Hope Meats or another place. You know, or even at the grocery store, talk to the butcher, because there's some cuts out there that are not the typical popular. You know, I mean, everybody knows the filet.
Right.
Everybody knows, you know, all these different cuts. There's some lesser known cuts that actually, if you know what to do with them, can be even better and less expensive.
I like to keep mine on the rarer side, but when we cook, we never just cook one steak. You know, it's a lot of work. You get everything. So I'll season one that we'll eat that night, and then we'll leave one the rest, whether it's a package that's coming, how many, or whatever we have thought of. I'll do those even a little bit rare, so when you heat them back up, whether you're making fajitas or you're just heating them back up for a steak sandwich or whatever, you're not heating up something that was super done, and it keeps a lot more juice and tenderness instead of, you know, heating up charcoal.
Absolutely. That's a very smart way to go. A
lot of great tips this morning from Joni. Thanks a million for
My
joining
pleasure.
Us. The food blogger Joni Simon heading over to Scottsdale Culinary Festival. She'll be the one with the big old camera around her neck.
Big old camera.
JoniSimon.com for the recipes.
That is
And everything
me.
We talked about today, along with the Baker Stone pizza oven. Did I get
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and you guys got it all. I saw you linked it up on your Facebook, and I'll have it up on mine as well. So good old social media.
Thanks to Scott. Yep.
Thanks a million, Joni, for joining us.
My pleasure.
Folks, this week, this month, we're going to be focusing on Cochise County for our Arizona staycation, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. It's absolutely one of my favorite counties of the entire state.
I haven't been there as much as you have, but you suggested it, and I started looking, and we've been there quite a bit, and
we
it's just, there's no shortage of things to do. What a great place to go with your family.
It is the far southeastern corner of the state. It probably is the first county in Arizona to see a European. When Cabeza de Vaca crossed the San Bernardino Valley in 1546 on his hike from Tampa Bay, Florida,
barefoot
to Mexico City, barefoot and naked. Took him eight years.
It wasn't his plan to do that. He didn't set out and say, I'm the first one to walk naked from Miami to Mexico.
But how do you shipwreck in Tampa and decide you're going to just keep walking west till you can turn south and find Mexico City? How do you know that?
Would you have anything else to do if you were shipwrecked by yourself?
I guess not.
I'd just keep walking away from the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Cabeza de Vaca. I read about Cabeza de Vaca when I went into the Coronado National Monument Gift Center down below Hereford, Arizona, right in Cochise County, right there along the border. There's, of course, the San Bernardino National Wildlife Refuge, which is the old John Slaughter Ranch, which is one of the oldest European permanent residences in the entire state of Arizona.
Well, there's a riparian area all up and down the river there. What's that one called? San Pedro?
Well, the San Pedro River was the biggest, most often used, most crowded highway into Arizona up until the late 1700s. Well, it's the way everyone came into Arizona from the south.
Look how many wildlife varieties there are under that.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We've stayed at Ramsey Canyon, which is just off the San Pedro.
If you're a birder, it's the most amazing place to go. There's four or five riparian kind of areas. You can just hang out and count birds and enjoy the outdoors.
We're going to be highlighting Cochise County in our Arizona staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford. You want to get a chance to go down there? Here's what you do. You go to rosieonthehouse.com. You'll see on the front page a big Sanderson Ford. I think right now it's a picture of a Ford Raptor F-150 pickup truck. Click on there and register to win. Now, in the subject line, put Cochise County, all right? We'll be picking a winner every month. This winner, this month that we pick, will get an opportunity to go see Cochise County. And we will put the entire travel itinerary together for you. So if it's someplace new you haven't been, we'll lay it all out for you. And I promise it will be one of the most fantastic exploratory staycations you've ever had.
And the Copper Queen is our partner down there, so you get a great place to stay as well.
Copper Queen, and then we've got, and that's in Bisbee, and then we've got the Gadsden Hotel in Douglas, which is also a beautiful old, built in the early 1900s. Absolutely gorgeous. There's some fabulous places to eat down there, and you've got the Mesquite Steakhouse just below Sierra Vista on the way to Hereford at the entrance to Ramsey Canyon. So Cochise County, we're going to be bringing it to you in a lot greater detail here over the next month or so. The birthplace of Governor Raul Castro. I can recommend a book, his biography, Adversity is My Angel, written by Jack August Jr., the guest we had when we were over at the Historical Museum. So,
the governor of Arizona, Raul Castro?
Raul Castro was the governor of Arizona in the 70s.
I hear Castro on it. I don't think that name sounds like it's one that belongs in America.
Right, right. He was actually born in Mexico, but raised in, I believe it's Wilcox. Wilcox or Benson. So a great story. Arrived from poverty to the highest office in the state of Arizona. He was a great individual. So we'll be covering that, more of that, Arizona Staycation. Register to win. Thank you for Sanderson Ford providing it. You get to pick any one of the cars that they have in their demo lots. Jennifer gives you a gas card so it doesn't cost you a dime. We make arrangements for your lodging with our lodging partners. We have over 18 lodging partners throughout the great state of Arizona. Register to win at rosieonthehouse.com. Put Cochise County in the subject line.